from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation and police in New York are still searching Monday for suspects and possible links between a bomb that exploded Saturday night in Manhattan and another found nearby. 29 people were wounded in the Manhattan blast. This is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
At this time, there is no evidence of an international terrorism connection with this incident. It is very, very early in the investigation, and it's just starting.
Some media are reporting surveillance footage that be showing between two and four men at sites of the Manhattan bomb blast and another device a few blocks away, possibly putting the devices in place. The second device, recovered a short time after it first went off, involved a pressure cooker and a cell phone attached to it. Police were able to safely remove it from the area and said Sunday they blew it up in a controlled explosion. Meanwhile, FBI technicians are examining evidence from both of the bombs at a lab near Washington. A U.S. air raid has killed at least eight Afghan policemen in Afghanistan's volatile southern province of Uruzgan, according to local officials. The first airstrike killed a policeman when the other policemen came to help, and they came under the second airstrike, killing seven of them. That's according to the Uruzgan Highway Police Commander. In the U.S. city of St. Cloud, Minnesota, a man stabbed nine people at a shopping mall Saturday night, and he's been identified as a 22-year-old Somali-American. He was shot and killed by an off-duty policeman, according to Rick Thornton with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is VOA News. Russia's ruling United Russia Party has easily won Sunday's parliamentary election with 54% of the vote. Some analysts see this as a referendum on President Vladimir Putin's 2018 run for re-election. In Syria, a fragile week-long ceasefire appears to be in jeopardy. Russia said it registered 50 violations of the agreement in the last 2 days. Moscow said an airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition on Saturday killed dozens of Syrian soldiers. The U.S. said it was targeting Islamic State fighters in northeast Syria who are not covered by the truce. The city of Aleppo was also hit by airstrikes for the first time since the ceasefire went into effect at sundown last Monday. Clashes were also reported east of the capital of Damascus. The French foreign minister accused the government of President Bashar al-Assad of undermining the ceasefire. Middle East Institute analyst Zubir Iqbal tells VOA that the ceasefire was flawed from the beginning.
It was just a question of both sides trying to see where the weaknesses exist, because remember that ceasefire had no quote-unquote enforcement capability.
Iqbal referred to a pause in hostilities that appears to have come to an abrupt end. 9 days after North Korea's latest nuclear test, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Japanese and South Korean counterparts and called for tough new measures to further isolate Pyongyang. The test was North Korea's fifth and largest. Along with a series of ballistic missile tests, the North has been criticized for destabilizing regional security. Mr. Kerry expressed a continued willingness to try to revive dialogue with Pyongyang if it freezes its atomic weapons and ballistic weapons development programs. This is Secretary Kerry.
We have said many times that we are prepared to sit down with the DPRK to deal with the issues of non-aggression, of peace on the Korean Peninsula, of joining the international community, of attracting assistance and economic development, providing North Korea is prepared to talk with the rest of the world about responsible approaches to the question of nuclear weaponry and the nuclear program.
Again, that is Secretary Kerry. Divers pulled at least two bodies from the bowels of a submerged riverboat Monday after the overcrowded vessel carrying Muslim pilgrims sank on Thailand's Chao Phraya River, leaving 18 people dead. The accident happened on Sunday afternoon. It was near a popular tourist attraction. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.